You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Melissa McCarthy has no shortage of movie roles these days. Here's a fun fact. In movies where she has played a lead role, those films have grossed more than $500 million domestically. That's according to Box Office Mojo. And yes, she is reportedly going to do the Gilmore Girls reboot. In theaters this weekend, though, she plays Michelle Darnell, a.k.a. The Boss, in the new comedy that she co-wrote and her husband, Ben Falcone, directed. The Boss is the second film from the husband-wife team, and after the success of 2014's Tammy, doesn't seem like it's going to be their last. Kai Rizdahl met up with McCarthy and Falcone to learn about the family business of being funny. They started out talking about the origins of Michelle Darnell.
Yeah, it's almost a little strange. I did her about 16 years ago at the Groundlings Theater, and just something about her. It was like I've had it with a couple characters, but I couldn't shake her.
You knew, you say, what she looked like, what she wore, how she acted, the whole deal.
Everything. It was like a 3D blast of her voice, how she stands, how she treats people, weird sayings she would have. I knew what her seminar was about.
Wow.
I mean, I wish everything came that
I know, I was
going to
say it would be great if everything sort of came like
it
that.
Does not, it does not happen like that.
How come it took you 15 years to get it to the big screen then? I mean, you've been sitting around?
Well, it's a great question. About 7 or 8 years ago, Steve Mallory and I, that's who we
Buddy yours, who you wrote the film with,
and he's in the movie.
Yeah.
We wrote a feature with a lot of the same stuff that's still in the movie now, but 7 or 8 years ago, could not really get anybody to look at it.
Yeah, they wrote this outline that was really funny. And then it wasn't until Tammy was successful that people said, hey, you guys could do another one. And we said, well, what about Michelle Darnell?
You two have known each other for a good long while now.
Yeah.
Tell me a story, Ben.
Well, we
chuckle from the other side of the room.
We met at Groundlings in Level 3. There's levels there.
Yes.
So not
we
like
say
Scientology,
what Groundlings is, right?
Yeah, we should say what Groundlings is. Groundlings is an improv sketch theater in Los Angeles, California,
and it's a school basically.
Yeah, and it's a school.
They train you.
Everybody who becomes
eventually
a Groundling has gone through the school. So I met Melissa in Level 3. She was right next to me, and she was smart and cute and nice, and I felt comfortable. I would say a couple years later we were dating, and then.
Yeah.
Then we got married. We got all married up after that. But yeah, that's where we met at the Groundlings,
so
in a tiny room.
How does it work when you two sit down to work? Do you have like a partner's desk and you work across from each other, and do you throw ideas up on a whiteboard? Or how does that whole process
go? We finally got an office, which we feel very, very grown up, because for a long time we wrote at the dining room table or in our car, because it was the only time we could get some space.
Peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet, yeah. So we literally wrote most of Tammy in a car or at the dining room table. Now we have an office. It's kind of catch as catch can. It's like sometimes we switch back and forth, and one will write while the other kind of like
thinks out loud,
and then we switch.
I pace.
Do you?
I pace a lot.
A
well, I just walk around.
I'm built to move.
and then once you get it done, what do you do as the director? Do you sit down and break it up and say, I got to do this, and then I got to do that?
Yes. Yeah. So like once we have a script that we're happy with, what happens is we know we're going to do another rewrite. But in the meantime, we're starting to think about, well, who are we casting?
Right.
So, yeah, I start to do the business of directing. It would be interesting someday to direct something that we didn't write, because we spend so much time writing it and it's all so fluid.
And we never stop writing. We never stop rewriting. I mean, I'm the worst. Ben makes fun of me because all through editing, all through post, anytime I turn my head, I want to put a line in. I keep adding
so
lines
like
to the.
Then,
I'm
right?
a nightmare. I don't know how he puts up with
no,
me.
No, it's great because she's always wanting to make it better.
So here's a trickier question then. Let's say you disagree and you're the talent, but your husband's the boss. Who decides?
Well, I think with most things, I mean, if I feel really comfortable with the director, if somebody else has an idea, I think I've tanked so many times on stage and in so many different arenas that I don't have any ego with that kind of stuff. Huh. And if I think something is so incredible, like this is the one, it's so often not the one, that as long as I get to do my idea and be like, let me show you this one, and then what are you thinking? And then we'll duke it out.
And you have both. And
yeah.
we actually got a really great note from Susan Sarandon when we worked one of our first days on Tammy, because – what we were doing is like what everybody does. We were new and like we're like, oh, we got a take. And we're like, well, let's talk about it. And like, well, should we have one where she tries this? Or well, what do you think? I don't know. Maybe this. And Susan just goes, guys, it'd be a lot faster if we just did it that way. If you're thinking about it, why don't we just shoot it?
Right. And then the time you just have it. Takes it. To discuss, right, should it, right, should right. we do one that's angrier? And we were kind of intellectualizing about it and talking about the pros and cons. And she said, we could have had two shot by now, and we really follow that rule now.
Different but related topic, I guess.
Yes.
Has this whole fame thing turned out to be what you thought it would be? Because, I mean, you went from studying textiles in college to doing improv and a bunch of stuff, and now here you are. You're like an A-list person.
I don't know. We don't think about it.
No, come on.
I mean, it's not – I think kids are the great equalizer. Like, you can't get too impressed with yourself when really you're just a vehicle to reach things on high shelves for two creatures.
Tell me about it.
And also, I think we spent so many years. I mean, I spent 20 years just trying to get a job desperately. And every day that I actually get to work, I mean, truly and honestly just think, I can't believe I'm here. I get to do this. It's like I just think about the next character or like, oh, I have a weird idea for a story. Like that to me is what is really exciting. And if having your things go well means you get to do another one, Then I'm in. I mean, that's
the
joy.
The definition of like the thing, which is, okay, if this goes well, you can do it again.
You can do it again, right?
Yeah.
It's a film called The Boss. Melissa McCarthy stars. Ben Falcone directed. They co-wrote, co-produced, did the whole smash. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.